and how to fight for your marriage without fighting with one another. And we call this, once again, the top mistake that men make in a fight. There's a part of me that wants to turn this around and call it the top mistake that couples make in a fight, because the scenario that I'm about to describe to you can be turned around. And you can also have both participants making this particular mistake. But since we're talking about the man, listen to what I say here. When husbands and wives feel a fight coming on, both have a unique way of making battle preparations. While the man loads his cannon of logic, the woman looks to her emotions as a means of defense. It is not long before both are involved in a battle that has raged throughout all the ages between many a husband and wife. It is a battle that has produced few, if any, victors, yet many casualties. Listen as I read here. As the man fires what he deems to be reasonable statements, the woman builds a castle of emotions around herself to thwart off the attack. What happens from here is classic, yet tragic. The man muses within himself, to successfully storm the castle, I must shoot more cannonballs of facts and logical surmisings over this wall. Forgetting that logic based upon false premises is foolishness, he fires away only to have missed one of the most crucial facts of all. And that is that no man in the history of marriage has ever been able to scale the heights of that wall. That's because for the more cannonballs of logic and reason and even scripture and guilt-ridden statements that he tries to fire over that wall, it only grows in height and in thickness.